William Wordsworth, the Lake Poet, 1770 to 1850. The defining moment of William Wordsworth's career as a poet was the day he met Samuel Coleridge in 1795. The creative combustion that occurred between them would turn the two men into the founders of the Romantic movement of English literature. Wordsworth was born in the scenic Lake District of Northwest England. Orphaned at the age of 13, he and his four siblings were raised by uncles. Wordsworth parlayed his excellent primary education into an appointment to Cambridge, where he studied without distinction and with little apparent motivation. In the summer of 1790, before his final year at Cambridge, he took a walking tour of Europe, which seemed to awaken his poetic sensibility. He returned to France for a year after graduating Cambridge and came back to England, enamored of the idea of the French Revolution. He dallied for a while with political radicals like Thomas Paine and Mary Wollstonecraft, but it was meeting Coleridge in 1795 that marked the birth of Wordsworth the poet. In July 1797, Wordsworth and his sister moved from London to a house in the Lake District not far from where Coleridge lived. They began a period of extraordinary collaboration, meeting daily to write and discuss poetry and critique each other's work. The result of this intense year was the publication of Lyrical Ballads, a collection of poems by both of them published anonymously, without attribution of the work to either poet. This volume amounted to a revolution against the literary establishment of the time and featured some of the best work of both poets, including Wordsworth's Tintern Abbey and Coleridge's Rime of the Ancient Mariner. A subsequent edition of the work included a preface by Wordsworth that described a new type of poetry and gave a vocabulary to the Romantic vision. With this pronouncement, Wordsworth laid claim to the birth of a movement. Lyrical Ballads was indeed groundbreaking, but it also revealed an imbalance in the relationship between Wordsworth and Coleridge. Wordsworth was very conscious of his purpose by this point. He intended to be a standard-bearer for his burgeoning literary philosophy, while Coleridge only wanted to keep writing poetry. Wordsworth was not as generous with credit as he might have been. The newly prefaced edition of Lyrical Ballads featured his name alone on the cover. Coleridge was developing an addiction to opium, of which Wordsworth sternly disapproved, and by 1804 their brilliant friendship and creative collaboration was all but finished. Wordsworth, Coleridge, and fellow poet Robert Southey became known as the Lake Poets. Wordsworth stayed in the area for most of his life, and as his reputation grew to grand proportions, the Lake District became a kind of mecca for adoring fans and literary wannabes. Wordsworth continued to work, but it was clear he had his heyday in the years writing with Coleridge and just after. He took, as a matter of fact, his role as the dean of the Romantic movement, which kept him busy for the remainder of his life. Wordsworth's autobiographical poem, The Prelude, which was written and revised several times early in his career and was dedicated to his friend Coleridge, was published after his death in 1850. This work was later acknowledged to be his undisputed masterpiece. Wordsworth was an intensely serious person who had an almost religious belief in his own purpose. His best poetry reflects a sympathy for the common man that is poignant in its simplicity. We have, all of us, one human heart.